What's up, guys? We got your girl, the one true love, here with City Angels and the Black Goddess Experience, Slick Talk Live. And I got a special guest here today, Fronto. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
What up, though? It's Fronto, Detroit, Michigan. Y'all know what's going on. Here with my baby lady, Love. You know, we're about to talk about that. Talk about.
That's right. That's right. That's what's up. So we got a couple topics we want to get live with y'all. First of all, shout out to D-Tribute. We here live. If y'all ever want to come down, we're here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. during our broadcast live. You could be part of a live studio audience, participate in the discussions, as well as set up your vendor spaces and have opportunities to shop different businesses that's in the area. All right, so check us out and follow me on Instagram at The One True Love in order to get all live updates. Again, that's The, T-H-E-1-O-N-E-T-R-U-E, True Love, L-O-V-E. All right, for sure. So we about to get into these topics. First, we want to talk about natural ways to incorporate natural things into your life. So, ways to incorporate natural things into your life. Okay, an example for me, I use like a beauty regimen of black soap and shea butter. Black soap is very good at detoxing, cleansing. It pulls out impurities. It's great for acne. You know, it's an excellent cleanser. I just recommend it. And then with the shea butter, because it can dry your skin out, you know, the shea butter is good for re-moisturizing, as well as shea butter is known to have antibacterial properties, antiviral properties, you know what I mean? And it's great for just moisturizing skin, especially black skin, especially chocolatey black skin like I have. So I use that and it helps my skin to glow. I feel great after my simple beauty regimen that doesn't take but, you know, have a second many minutes it takes to, you know, take a bath or shower. I'm not doing all of these extra things and my skin is like really clear, so I don't have to wear tons of makeup after that beauty regimen. One thing I know I need to do more of personally though is drink water, so I don't get a lot of those dark spots. I am getting older, I can admit that, because I'm blessed for that. But yeah, it's like you have to drink water, guys. We have to drink water, you know. That's 75% of our makeup as human beings, so you need to be drinking that much more water than food a day, right? And I also make sure I try to incorporate herbs in my seasonings and some herbal teas to help with the medicinal values of cleansing. All of the pollution we have in our water, the air, our food, it's just like it's mandatory at this point. So we have to counteract the effects, or we're gonna feel the effects essentially. So I'm about to let my man, you know, Fronto, jump on the topic and let us know how he feel about or what he does to incorporate natural things into his daily lifestyle.
Well, first off, you know, taking care of ourselves is very important, you know, as human beings, and very important as adults. Well, for myself, my eating habit is off, so I started off by just drinking lots and lots and lots of water. And I have to stay hydrated because I smoke a lot of cannabis.
Okay.
You know, but as far as with my hair, you know, I have real locks. I wash them once a month, probably once every 2 months, depending on how I'm feeling, depending on how heavy my head is. I just wash it with pure water, you know, no oils. You know, I just try to stay as natural as possible, you know, but, you know, everybody got flaws that we trying to work on. So, but yeah, I'm working on just, you know, with my water first, you know, so yeah, stay hydrated.
Okay. So it's good that he tuned in on the, you know, drink water, use water. Our hair loves water, especially when you have natural hairstyles. I am also a natural hairstylist, so I'm also glad that he talked about, you know, maintaining his hair because it's beautiful. Like, I want to touch it. Yeah, it's blessed. He has the type of locks, like, I wish we gonna get video soon, so part of our podcast will be on video, but you'll be able to see, like, yeah, That's it. This is where the truth is, and that's how we're kicking it to y'all live. So, some other things that I do, I love to ride my bike. You have to exercise, right? So I love to ride my bike. I was just on a bike today in this outfit. On the way. It's real nice and cool. I like the material, like the wind was blowing through it, even though it was covering me up. Oh, shout out to Ghetto Goddess Movement. This was made in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? For sure, follow my man, King of Shirts, King of T-Shirts. All together, one word. My man put it down. I had an event, All Things Green Indeed, and he got some awesome shit. Okay, so back on topic. That's black business, though. We got to support each other, y'all.
Made in, not imported in,
Period. So, exercising is so important. It's good for your joints. It's good for your energy. The stress that we encounter and the physiology of the effects on our body, like our organs and stuff, we have to do things that it can only excrete, like through our sweat, some of the organs. It don't go get cleansed through our urine or our feces.
So speaking of stress, like, everybody go through stress, especially right in this day and time, you know, as far as financial, or it could just be whatever you're going through in your life. You know, one thing about stress that people don't know where they stress is when they step out their house and they have to deal with at least 20,000 personalities a day. Now, you may not talk or stand or be next to 20,000 people in that day, but you have to think about the people that's driving past you, the people that's walking, people that's on the bus. Like, all these personalities that's around you is energy, you know, so that's all that energy is suctioned into you, you know, in some type of way, which your energy is dispersed to, you know, to somebody else, you know, so that, you know what I'm saying, you just gotta have good energy, you know what I'm saying, for yourself, not to stress, you know what I'm saying, to keep your body in tune, you know, so your organs and everything can function right, you know what I'm saying, and properly.
And that what he's speaking of is called homeostasis. Like, when we have a perceived threat, it doesn't even have to be a threat. Like he said, the stress is, it could be a look from somebody. It could be anything from poor customer service to, you know, cyber bullies and, you know, just watching things on the internet or on social media that may trigger your, you know, your thoughts, like, oh, I didn't want to see that, or, oh, I'm happy for them, I guess, or you get jealous of some things. You go through a lot of different emotions looking at, you know, social media and perceived threats, because they're not really doing anything to you, but now your brain thinks that it's getting you ready for attack mode. So your heart rate begins to shoot up, your blood pressure goes up, your adrenal glands begin to work and release different hormones to give your body, your muscles and stuff enough strength, pump enough blood through your heart so you can endure whatever you about to encounter. So if you never come down from that state and your body is constantly in that state, then you get to wearing out your, I'm sorry, let me rewind and not say that like that. You begin to wear out your organs. You begin to wear out your organs without you, like, even trying, but you're just being in that continual state of anxiety allows that to happen. And that creates disease. That's where all of your, like, you know what I mean? So that's what they said. Your mental determines your what? Physical being, your existence. And it's true. So you want to be mindful of that. And the things that you can do to counteract that, it's like meditate. I'm a holistic healer, so I offer like crystal healing of your chakras, energetic healing. If you're a woman, you can get yoni steams. Men can get herbal steams of their whole body. You can get facials, you know, like you said, your hair is very, that's your crown chakra. You know what I mean? So it's very important that you be mindful of taking care of that. You know what I mean? Not putting too much on that. And just, continuing to just, like, I don't know, we gotta get better, y'all, because at this point it's like they killing us off. They got some shit signed into effect, it was signed in 1995, agenda, I can't remember the agenda number, but it's to, like, depopulate the world. Y'all know that United Nations signed it in when Bill Clinton was in office, and since then they've been doing, like, biological attacks. This biological warfare on the world, like, meaning they're destroying the air supply, right? They're burning up the Amazon. 80% of that is our oxygen supply for the world, right? So they're burning that up. Got mold in the air. They've been polluting the water since God knows how long, right? You've heard of the Flint crisis. You know, we still have trying to get relief for that. And you would think, like, out of all the money in the United States, they can't fix the infrastructure. Come on now. But that's a whole nother topic for another day. But just to say, like, you have to counteract these things with natural evidence.
With things like that, they had the money to fix it. Like, for example, one, a lot of people had a discrepancy that Detroit is broke. You know what I'm saying? Detroit is a broke city, or we fucked up. You know, like, no, Detroit's not fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's poverty, a high poverty rate here. You know what I'm saying? I guess you could say, like, in a mind state, like, well, yeah, that's fucked up. But, you know, the city, I'm talking about far as the city, you know what I'm saying, the actual city and the state. The city is not fucked up. They have money to do certain things for the neighborhoods and the communities or whatever, you know, but it's just the point of fact of having the correct ideas or something that's going to last and not just be outdated. You know, like right now, yeah, Detroit is outdated. It's a vintage city, you know, so yeah, it's a lot of things they need to put into the works. But far as Flint with the water, you know what I'm saying, that's dealing with that actual city and the state. I know they got the money to fix that shit. Everybody gonna know they got the money to fix that shit, you know. But playing devil's advocate, I'm probably just thinking they probably on some shit like, all right, well, we can fix it, but we need to know how we can fix it long term so this shit don't happen no more.
Right.
You know.
I agree.
So you got it. So then you gotta fix it. Then you actually gotta clean this shit up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So. It's just a process, but it's just looking on their side, you feel me? But on our end, you feel me? Like, yeah, just fix this shit for right now. You know what I'm saying? Process with, figure that other shit out later.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because we got to drink water and we got to shower and shit.
And
you feel me?
It's spilling over into Detroit now. You hear about, like, different parts of Highland Park or different parts of the city with this contaminated water. And it's like, it's water. It flows everywhere. Like, how is it just in one small area? That's the area that was tested and, you know, it was revealed. But think about all the cases that's not told. And you know what I mean? Anywho, so just black seed oil is also good. Oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar. I take like a shot or I mix a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, a teaspoon of black seed oil, and 2 drips of oil of oregano and like some juice or something, and just take a shot and get it over with, you know. I used to try to put it in teas and stuff, but it's not so delightful sipping such a long period of time.
No, so I'm saying no. Tell me about the teas.
Oh, okay. So with the herbal teas, you have so many herbs, of course, that are great for medicinal healing. So many. So alfalfa is good for like a daily vitamin type of herb. Like I said, the black seed oil is good for cleansing everything. Like, literally, it's been tested to assist with everything except death. Like, literally. Drinking alkaline water, you know about that, I'm sure, too. It's, like, very important to keep your body in the alkaline state. That's why they tell you to eat those green veggies. And also to maybe take like the apple cider vinegar mixed with the water, because that'll help with the alkaline state, help clear the mucus out. The mucus buildup is the reason for a lot of different diseases. Like if anyone knows about like Dr. Sebi, you know that he was teaching that theory, and he actually had like a miracle drug available that was curing AIDS and doing some other things. And you know, he was able to, battle that, or what do you call it? Subside that act of the mucus inside of the body with this miracle drug. Counteract. That's what I'm trying to say. Counteract the effect of the mucus on the body. So there. For able to clear up a lot of different diseases with his drug, okay? I was just talking about Dr. Sebi and his contribution to, you know, holistic health, and how mucus is the reason why a lot of diseases present in the body. And he was able to, with his miracle drug, help keep that body at an alkaline state and clear that mucus out. And so, therefore, it was able to attack a lot of different types of diseases because it cleared the whole body of mucus. You know what I mean? Basically, different types of disease names is just different areas of bodies of the body that's affected severely with, like, a lot of mucus starting off. But at the cellular level, it needs to be healed, too. But that's where it kind of... the whole energetic aspect of it works together. So, again, stress, it starts in your perception. That's in your thought, right? Your mind controls, then your body physiology, like, reacts to that perceived threat. And I was ready to fight or flight. Whether you're scared or, you know, ready to fight, you're in the anxiety type of state. You're heightened. Your body is heightened. So, now you have all these different responses, and you have to be mindful of these things, especially when it's only a perceived threat and not an actual threat. You know what I mean? And even in the case of an actual threat, being the center with yourself, you don't get too hype about that either. You don't get too excited about surprise. You just, like, you kind of at a homeostasis because you understand how important that is to be at a state of calmness in order not to stress yourself the hell out and die. Essentially, because that's what we're doing to ourselves, killing ourselves. So, any more perspective you want to add on that regarding, like, just that stress, starting at the mental, you know, having to go through. That's the holistic healing aspect. Like, you attack every aspect with the mind. What did we say? We're going to meditate. We're going to calm it, right? We're going to breathe. We're going to focus on our breathing. You could do yoga. You know what I mean? That essentially is going to calm those breaths. That's going to calm those organs. That's going to calm your whole, your brain going to send out some signals. Like, okay, we good. We good over here, y'all. Y'all calm down. Stand down. You know, man down.
Well, me, how I keep my stress down, I used to stress a lot when I was younger, in my younger 20s, in my early 20s, you know, but I had to realize stressing comes from, you know, some situations with just whatever. So I had to just realize, like, a lot of this shit out here not real. The only thing really real in life is death, you know. Everything else is just existing. So... yeah, you know, that keep my stress down, you know, by, you know, I look at life from a different perspective, you know, like, I'm somewhere else living here, you feel me? So, it's like, all right, yeah, these, you know what I'm saying, this is where it's at, or, you know what I'm saying, this is where it's not at, you know what I'm saying, depending on whatever the situation may be. But, yeah, I'm cool, you know, yeah.
That's what's up. Thank you for that, for sure. That's like... that's why I know why we connected, because, like, we both have, like, just, like, a calm spirit. Sometimes I can get hype, of course. Sometimes you can have you performing. He's an artist as well. So it's like, you know, you do what you got to do when you got to do it. But for the most part, chilling. Like, for real, for real. So, breathing in, and we're going to take a brief commercial break and hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be back with you in the next couple minutes. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, the one true love, coming back at you live again with City Angels, the Black Goddess Experience, Slick Talk Live. All right, we were talking about the topic of health, using natural things in life to incorporate into everyday life. So we had Fronto on the show, helped us discuss some of the methods that he's used in the previous segment. He talked about how he used water to cleanse his hair. He made sure he drank enough water. And I myself spoke about different herbs you can use, black seed oil, apple cider vinegar, oil of oregano to help with a lot of different ailments of mucus buildup in the body, how I use shea butter and black soap as my beauty regimen. Now I want to discuss crystal healing. So that's my certification is in crystal healing. So that's my modality that I like to use with regards to holistic healing and meditation and getting into the relaxed state. That was another thing we were talking about. So in getting into a relaxed state, the crystals help. They have an energy, different energies, different colors represent different chakras or different energies. So they're healing for different things. So you can meditate with different crystals for different intentions. Okay. I offer like 101 holistic healing sessions, family holistic healing sessions, children's holistic healing sessions, where I help people ground, get balanced, get more clarity, insight to the areas of life that they need to work on, because their balance, their chakra will be showing that it's out of balance, essentially. So that's something you can get in touch with me to learn more about. My Instagram is at The One True Love. Again, that's The One True Love. Make sure you follow me. I give tips and tricks on, you know, how to incorporate more natural things into your life. I'm also a comedian, so you can book me for your comedy shows. You can book me to host a show. I'm the hype girl. I get real hype on the mic, you know what I mean? For this episode, though, I'm trying to keep it real, you know, cool and calm, just for the sake of the topic. And I thank you for joining us here live as we discuss these things and get more information out to the community regarding helping yourself. Because at this point, it's like every man for themselves. We need unity in the community. And so this is my contribution to, you know, the world, essentially. To You have to look out for yourself. You got to do better for yourself. You have to be mindful of what you're eating, is what I'm saying. You have to be mindful of what you're exercising, what you're listening to, what you're, who you're around. You know what I mean? All of these things matter. And you being the best version of yourself to be a great mom or dad, or be a great employee, or be, you know, whatever you're pursuing in life, to be the best you can be at what you're doing, in addition to, you know, attracting through intention and taking action on opportunity. You want to make sure you're prepared for that opportunity, that you can endure, right? You don't want to have to be calling in sick, talking about you got a headache, you got a stomach ache, these, you know, simple ailments that can be treated, you know, at home with, you know, different stress relief processes. So tap in, guys, you know what I'm saying? Tap in. Learn more about different ways that you can help heal yourself. And I'm here as a resource. So you can contact me, you can inbox me. If you have any questions, any topics that you want to hear me discuss, if you want to be a guest on my show, contact me. You know what I mean? You can inbox me. The phone number you can contact is 313-303-0931. Again, we would like to thank D-Tribute. Shout out to Josh. Shout out to Fool with a Twist. Shout out to everybody in the community that comes around, the cannabis community, the conscious community, Detroit City, Detroit versus everybody. Again, it's your girl, The One True Love. And you can tune in Wednesdays live, 5 o'clock p.m. at D-Tribute. That address is 18300 Woodward Avenue. You would enter through the rear, turn on Hollywood, and park in the rear parking lot. And we'll see you then. Until next time, I holla. Peace.